Chris?
Hi, Joel.
Hi.
What are the positives that you could take from this afternoon's games?
The afternoon and the week and the season? It's 4 games and 5 nights. I overtaxed the player. I was short on my bench most of the week. Guys, some played crazy minutes, so I can tell the focus was not on detail as good as it's been. Yesterday, we had tons of scoring chances. I mean, looking at the game back is, you know, really what it is. Wool has been playing really well against us tonight, but it was more of a 50-50 game, but the effort was there. You get two teams that are battling hard, and we lost Josh, so we went short on the bench again, and you could tell the puck is bouncing and the guys are tired. It's the wear and tear. That's tough. Anybody that play hockey, 4 games and 5 nights with a travel, and I have some guys that played some NHL game in the middle of this with traveling during the day. Like, it is what it is. Guys, meanwhile, you know, we'll use the day tomorrow to reset and rest, and we'll go back at it Monday.
And in the second period, the team took only one shot. Like, do you chuck that up on, like, fatigue?
Yeah, I mean, it's not always going to go our way. I think you guys have been used to be having 20 shots sometimes period and stuff. And mm-hmm. I'm not looking for excuses for the guy, but got to be objective and realistic here. We overplayed a lot of guys, and it's not a lack of will. It's just the execution wasn't as clean. We missed a couple of opportunity. I'm glad we got the goal in the third. The guys deserved it. We pushed hard in the third period. And you know, to get that goal to go overtime. And we had 2 great scoring chances in overtime, and they got one from the back, and they scored. So kind of just park it, and effort is there. Attitude is great. So got to be proud of the guys.
Thanks, Joel.
Thanks.
Last question, Grant McKegg.
Hi, Joel. Last couple of seasons when you've needed a defenseman to fill in up front, it's been Josh that I believe that normally gets the call. Did you ever play get asked to play up front?
Yeah, your... 5 games in the American League. Same situation. The reason why we put Josh is not because we didn't like him on defense. It's because we're short in bodies, you know, and it's just, it was, I mean, I've talked to him today. I told him, you want to go back? Talked to him yesterday. You want to go back? And he's like, well, I haven't practiced on defense now for a while because we couldn't practice. So I said, hey, let's finish this off. And, you know, we'll see on Monday where we're at with bodies and stuff. But us being short in staff is the reality. We had more defensemen than forward at one point. So it's just, you know, he's the most fit, but like I told him, you're not losing anything, learning something different. It helped me out to go up front for a little bit. And he's played so many minutes. So it's better this than him. Let's say he was injured for 2-3 weeks and didn't play. He wouldn't lose this the way he played on defense, right? So I don't think it has an impact negative on his career. I think it's positive for him. Too bad he got injured tonight because I thought he had a really good game again. But it's just COVID, everything that we have. And I got to put guys on the ice that can, you know, help each other out. And he definitely did.
Cam Hillis is looks like he's really come along this season from sitting out the first month or so and, you know, get play fairly regular the last few weeks. Maybe just comment a bit on his progression.
He's been growing. I mean, I think the last week has been tough physically for him, as we can imagine, for anybody, 4 games and 5 nights. And but you're right, he's been progressing, learning a lot about, you know, 200 foot game. So he hasn't wasted his time. He's worked during practice, he's been invested in every drill, every time we have something, and he wants to be out there. It's just, you know, I think a really good summer for him, like strength wise, is going to help because he's got the hands, he's got, you know, he's got the will. It's just that those physical confrontation, you know, especially 4 games and 5 nights. But you're right, he's been adjusting really nicely.